This is Book S, which begins on Thursday, December 16th, 1965, and runs through about April of 1965. This is the beginning of quite a large number of experiments which were done that involved the thymus and cultured cells, primarily driven by these ideas on the antibody virus, for what it was worth. It begins by some experiments with Alice Claflin, trying to find good ways of locating lymph nodes, and also looking what tissues take up antigen. So four animals were injected in different ways, IV or intraperitoneally or into the foot pad, and then the tissues were taken after overnight on Saturday, December 18th, where my writing is there alongside Alice's, showing the order of blackness of tissues after overnight fix. Where the score is evidently number 10 is meant to be high, because starting with four pluses, it was crossed out and 10 is put in. And the liver and spleen in animal 47, for example, which had received 0.1 mils of India ink intravenously, is very heavy, as is the spleen, and so on. Continuing this type of experiment. With also some ideas of that involved treatment with cortisone there on January 3rd, and so on for several days thereafter, all in Alice's writing, none of it in mine. Continuing in this book then with Alice's, with a a gel that was run on Thursday, January 6th. Which Alice ran backwards, apparently. So these are all essentially Alice's experiments, going on for several pages until my next entry is on Thursday, January the 13th, on looking at animals that some of which had already died in various groups. These experiments are of various forms. The spleen was plated and the thymus was plated into various tissue culture things, of which are no longer very clear to me, or written very clearly in the book. Continuing in this general manner for many more pages. With a there was a gel of haptoglobin on page 34, but no real documentation of what it was about. This book so far is almost entirely Alice's writing. Next note of mine is on February 9th, 1966, page 41. Just a comment on the mean and no difference from the usual control, etc. So it seems to have been a period when I was not doing any direct experiment. It could well have been a period when I was teaching, but that is not apparent from the notebook. Page 45 indicates something about what's going on, because a TBV gel, it looks with my notation on it, gamma globulin fractions for something Smithers and Bench Jones purified samples for Edmondson. Alan Edmondson, Bench Jones, from Alan Edmondson's Bench Jones protein. Was paying attention, as judged by the plot on page 46, with my notes on it, of antibody. Titus, presumably. So the next really solid page for me is on page 53, February 25th, Friday, a recovery experiment, the late phases of the response, the aim to check for possible information transfer experiments. So it is this antibody virus business which is still going on in my head. It's to aim to check if animal two can supply effector cells for animal one damaged by lethal X-rays. So the idea was to X-ray the animals and prevent them from dividing. Which I remember quite distinctly doing. This is the plan on page 53. So a test of X-ray sensitivity of 60-hour plaques to complement S46 and Alice labeling tests with antigen 1 is on page 55, with a scheme there of what is going to be done. X-ray 1,000 rads, 40 minutes maximum, 240 kilovolts, 15 milliamps. But there was bacterial contamination of the plates, and so the experiment had to be repeated. Here it is again on Tuesday, March 59th. Again, bacterial contamination query of the plates. I think I remember that now. It was that we had the dried, we had prepared the Clostridium, and if I remember correctly, the bacteria were really rather prevalent in the lab, bacterial spores, and gave us a lot of trouble. So here is Thursday, March 3rd. Alice has the titer, book AE 123. X-rays, spleen, normal spleen, so on and so forth. And here on March 9th, Wednesday, a specific thymocyte, the general hypothesis that some cells have recognition sites in surface should be testable. Take unrelated antigens A and B, etc., etc. Ideas and some comments on other items. The availability from Harold Deutsch of Nevin multiple myeloma, and conjugates for gamma globulin, etc. Conjugating Nevin multiple myeloma protein with fluorescein isothiocyanate. But the experiments with the thymus were made difficult, obviously on page 67. A rough test with thymocyte showed too much general fluorescence. Here were plates of these are plates of red cells looking for plaques. Were back under control on Thursday, March 10th. And here's a mention of Nancy again on page 71, March 11. Nancy read Friday afternoon, and I read on Saturday morning. If there were antibody producing cells in the thymus, it looks as if that's what was going on. Some high voltage electrophoresis test of insertion of the samples. Thursday, March 18th. Good results. The edge is terrible, but normal cook looks quite promising. Rather pretty set of gels. The following page on Dick Condy hemocyanins, probably done for something to check. Monday, March 21st, local X-ray protection. Chloral hydrate used to sedate the animal, and then normal respiration, etc. Gasping respiration on one animal. Chloral hydrate tests again, and this is a rather interesting set of a diagram, because I very well remember the result of this. This is page 87, probably March 21st, Monday. The chloral hydrate, and then X-ray to protect different parts of the animal. So I made a lead block which I could put over the thymus area, or lead over the pelvis, and holes in the reciprocal place, and which this one is, I'm not sure at this point, but I do remember the result, which is that when I irradiated the thymus, I didn't see any change in the thymus, but when I irradiated the rest of the animal, the thymus was very badly damaged, which I now know means that there was a cortisol lysis induced by the whole body irradiation. I might have made quite a useful contribution to this effect if I'd understood that experiment. But it goes on page 93. In the interim, there are some photographs of what a plaque looks like. With the comment that with whole blood, it's difficult to find the possible plaques, and there's an image there. But with washout, it was possible to find a good plaque. Judging from later ones, I know it wasn't all that good. So the limited X-ray experiment talked about on page 93. Five of the 10 animals which were unprotected were dead by Monday morning, although all were alive Friday afternoon. No deaths at all in the 6 animals where the thymus and the bone marrow were protected. So here are the charts of what happened. And a plating, presumably a thymus. I mean, presumably spleen. Images of the plaques that were obtained. Not very convincing, but they are plaques. some tests of altering the medium on March 28th and continuing with magnesium tests March on the 29th. DEA dextran made up without any written rationale. Still thinking about local x-rays, made up of five shields. Here is the one with the hole that covers a large part of the body with a hole over the thymus, and five rather bigger small pieces for local irradiation and protection of the thymus. So here was the result, which was the surprising result on the left, page 104, that with I had thymus only or the rest of the body, and the doses of irradiation, the experiment was to determine whether the thymus decreases in weight more extensively when it is radiated or when the rest of the animal is irradiated. And the results are very surprising, because the animals with less rest of the body protected had better thymuses, I'm pretty sure, than the ones where the thymus was protected, although it doesn't say that in specifically. Except it does say these results are very surprising and must repeat the experiment with better still shielding. Try animals the other way up and locate the thymus by drawing on the surface first, etc. Quite puzzled by this opposite effect from what I expected. None of this was ever published. The note by presumably Alice on Wednesday, April 6th, that both of the remaining rest of the body animals are dead. It means irradiation of the rest of the body, although they'd been alive earlier. Those in which the thymus was irradiated were okay. Some transferrins as a relief, Jeanette Sam's transferrins. A gel on Friday, April 8th. Check of the shielding in the x-rays were tried with a dosimeter designed. The results showed much backscatter, so redesign the shielding. So some images of what the thymus looked like on pages 1 19 and or 1 18 and 1 19 changing the sense of their reality. By thymus only, that's a protection. Thymus only has a large amount of tissue of loss of thymus cells, but if the rest of the body was irradiated, it was protected, that there was no change in cellularity in the thymus. Or at least not as marked, general and progressive but slower decrease in cellularity, possibly some active foci are left, whereas on the thymus only, protected, very rapid and clear decrease in cellularity. More images on the following pages of 124 and 125. No clear-cut changes in the germinal centre in the spleen, with the thymus only being X-rayed. McCormick used the lymph node for future work. Marked atrophy of the lymphoid elements. When the rest of the body was irradiated again. Staining difficulties, as always, for me, because of the problems of color vision. Need to have more orange G and S in Y staining and less toluidine blue. Try using only orange G and decreasing the amount of toluidine blue and messing around with stains. Still a problem in my current work. Rather obscure comment on page 130 of LPB537 cDNA expression in hepatoma. Marsh's yellow, I remember Marsh's yellow. Talked about on page 133. I like the stain yet. And with the comment, however, that best yet is PA picric acid for 10 minutes and toluidine blue for 20 seconds and differentiate. The usual business of histology, trying to find the right way to stain things, to see what you want to see. Thursday, April 14th, this is the best. Toluidine blue for 20 seconds, and then MYA, Marsh's yellow acid, generally good, but still too green is the comment. More staining tests on page 137. And preparation of dyes on page 139. I used to have a tremendous collection of dyes. how to make Marsh's Yellow solution. Whether wetting agents would help. And then back to a splitting solution on Sunday. And two samples of Jeanette's transferase. Also on the following page, the same sort of thing. Tuesday, April 26th, page 151, stain tidy up. The result on the left-hand side, describing the results with these Marsh's Yellow, a stain and tolerating blue with a big ellipse. Excellent. I like the staining. And that ends this book, page 152.